This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Teachers Union contract has been ratified with nearly unanimous support. The union says 97% of members who voted approved the deal. This is the first time in 15 years a contract deal was reached without a strike or strike vote. The contract includes 4-5% raises annually over 4 years, also lower class size limits, more librarians and more fine arts positions, and reduced caseloads for special education case managers. As the stock market continues to swing, many consumers are fearful of a recession and what it might mean for their own stock portfolios. Some finance experts in Chicago say they're getting an influx of questions about 401ks, IRAs, mutual funds, college savings plans, and more. Christine Benz is Director of Personal Finance and Retirement Planning at Chicago-based Morningstar. And to avoid financial worry, she tells our Reset program that investors should keep what she calls a humble mindset.
Recognize what you cannot predict. And how do we express humility? Well, we spread our assets around. We say, I'll have a little bit of the safer assets that won't grow as much. I'll have more aggressively positioned assets like stocks.
Benz says it is important to keep a diverse financial portfolio that can withstand inflationary challenges like tariffs that are raising prices. It is go time for Chicago parents and guardians of young children. Registration for Chicago Park District summer camps is underway. Signups for programs held virtually and west of California started this morning. Now, on Tuesday morning, tomorrow, online registration will be available for programs at parks that are east of California Avenue. Park District day camps in Chicago are scheduled to begin June 23rd. And the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo C2E2 broke attendance records over the weekend. Early totals from event organizers show about 100,000 pop culture nerds attended the comic convention at McCormick Place, the largest event in the con's 15-year history. Here's event organizer Chris DeLando.
We actually sold out a three-day Saturday and VIP, and our autographing area has been slammed. I guess in this economy, folks are still prioritizing their nostalgia and their fandoms, and well, hopefully that will continue.
Retailers and vendors say they also saw an uptick in revenue, and C2E2 featured appearances from the casts of The Lord of the Rings and The Breakfast Club. And Piping Plovers have returned to Montrose Beach. The group, Chicago Piping Plovers, says two male birds, one named Pippin, the other named Uncle Larry, were the first of the small sand-colored birds to fly into Chicago this year. Piping Plovers had disappeared from the city for more than 70 years. And then in 2019, a pair of plovers, dubbed Monty and Rose, began nesting at Montrose Beach. The pair hatched several birds, but the majority had died. Weather, partly sunny, a breezy and mild day with a high in the low 60s, and then cloudy and breezy tonight, maybe a few showers overnight, a low near 40. And for Tuesday, partly sunny and windy with a high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labez. Thanks for listening.